We get to our guest now, Hebe Chan, market analyst at IG, to take a look at the latest market actions and the latest political developments affecting markets. Hebe, it's a bad idea at a bad time just to prove a point that the U.S. will not be intimidated by anyone. You know that's what some people are saying, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, and it's not Afghanistan.
Well, definitely we can expect that will be impacting in terms of more of the APAC regions. Economy-wise, of course, there's more political reasons behind that. But I was just putting on in the economy perspective, the impact of that, if we still remember, I think that we bring out the memory back into the early this year when the people still talking about the potential geopolitical tension between the Ukrainian and Russia. People getting a bit more of a concern, people not knowing what's happening. And it turns out it did lack a free market quite a lot. Well, were there things happening again? I think given the sensitive topic between the China and Taiwan, that's something that seems to quite happening in the morning. And back into the, I was just putting from the Australia point of view, because Australia is often it's a China's sensitive region in terms of economy-wise, because there is quite a large of the Australian commodities coming to China. I think that definitely will be have significant impact in terms of the people's confidence on where the economy, especially for China economy, we're going to, and where the Australia economy we're going to, that given we have received so much kind of negative data. Sorry?
Hebe, I just wanted to just interrupt there because I think what we're trying to get at here is that markets are very, at the moment, on edge. You know, obviously there's the economic fear, but there's also the new alpha in the room, which is geopolitics. I mean, this is the old alpha, isn't it? So you've already alluded to what's going on with the saber rattling between Beijing and Washington. But also on top of that, naturally, we've got tensions elsewhere, not least in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, I agree. That's definitely the elephant in the room. I think for Australia, for a long time, since the previous the Prime Minister in Australia, they're having a quite sensitive talk about the Taiwan. And every time that Australia pick up this topic, there's always have the very aggressive response from China. And then this is things that are coming to the next stage that were happening this morning. And what I see that I think in terms of the economy wise, that definitely will trigger the new fears, get into the new stage about the stable of the regions, especially for the APAC, for the Australia point of view, for the China point of view, there will be quite a significant, probably the game changer, I think, the folks close the economy space to the next quarter.
All right, Hebe, thank you so much for joining us. Hebe Chan, market analyst at IG. Just taking a look at some of the other stories in the news this morning on the business side. One that you might have missed, Contemporary Amperex Technology, the world's biggest maker of EV batteries and a huge supplier to Tesla, said that its vice chairman resigned effective yesterday to pursue opportunities in battery charging and energy storage. So that's an important executive departure at CATL.